As I'm ready to close this historical epoch, we have lived in Fulda for 3 years, 4 months. We have seen some good, some bad days. In the beginning, the food was very good, but slowly it deteriorated. Previously, I forgot to mention, we were under the auspices of UNRWA. Now, under IRO, the portions per person are very small. For a family without a working member, it is hard to survive. Lucky for us, my husband and Valda were working from the first day in Fulda. There has always been a little bit of money to buy something extra. We can be happy about our room. There are many people who have to live in poorer conditions. From 1946, there has been in camp 700 to 800 persons. The hope and despair about seeing our country free one day changes every day. All kinds of gossip comes and goes. For about a year, the emigration is on the way. Many people leave for North or South America, Canada or Australia. Many people are leaving in a hurry. Many are leaving because living in Germany is hard and not believing that our country will be free as soon. Single men and women are applying for emigration. Without work, it's not possible to stay in camp. For large families with children or old people, the chance to emigrate is very slim, even if they wish to. Nobody feels sorry for us, just looking for workers. My only wish is to see our country free so we can return. I have no wish to go overseas. This is not our country, but over there it will be even worse. My sister and husband are in England since June 1947. My brother and family left for Australia August 1948. What will become of us? Peter, that's my dad, and Mirza are afraid of a possible new war. They would like to go to Canada. Valda is saying, that's her sister, where Peter and Mirza go, I will follow. We old folks have to stand by and watch what happens and hope to follow them. I'm afraid to be left behind, neither here nor there. Or they go to Australia and we have the hard decision to follow, or stay in Germany and hope soon Latvia will be free, but never see our children. I'm praying to God that our country is set free. I'm traveling there in my dreams, but what will be, will be all in God's hands.